Good morning, everybody. Welcome to episode 4 of the Seven Lakes High School podcast. I'm your host, Vitor, a Navy production student, and today we're joined by some of the students who are bringing to life the fall production play. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Melania, and I play Luella Parsons in Shakespeare in Hollywood.
Hi, my name is Maria, and I'm the props crew head.
Hi, I'm Sophia, and I'm the assistant technical director and scenic designer.
Hi, my name is Gabriel, and I play Max Reinhardt in Shakespeare in Hollywood.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. So, Melania, why don't you tell us what the play is all about?
All right. There are so many subplots in this show. So, okay, let's try to get this in a short little explanation. So, basically, the show is about two of Shakespeare's beloved characters, Oberon and Puck. Mm-hmm. And those are characters from the play A Midsummer Night's Dream. And they have somehow magically landed on the set, on the 1930s Hollywood set of a production, A Midsummer Night's Dream. So, they have gone here onto the set where they're filming the film adaptation of that play, and somehow they are cast as themselves in the show. And one of the main elements of A Midsummer Night's Dream that comes into Shakespeare in Hollywood is the element of this magical flower that if you get the, I guess, pollen in your eye, you fall in love with the very first person you see. And so basically the whole play is just about how they navigate the glitz and the glamour of Hollywood, and how that element of that magical flower affects our reality, I guess.
It sounds like a really fun play.
It is.
So why don't you guys tell us a little bit about your roles, Gabriel and Melania?
I play Max Reinhardt, who is a Austrian director. He moved over to America after the start of World War II. So he obviously has a lot of this, like, he's new around to America and Hollywood, so he doesn't really know what he's supposed to be doing. He is the one directing the movie, so he, again, he casts Oberon and Puck as themselves because he sees that there's something special within them. And he goes on this whole battle, essentially, with this script writer, and eventually you see that he actually ends up, well, I'm not going to spoil it, but he does end up to have this crazy relationship with this guy. Mm-hmm. That's his main plot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I play Luella Parsons, and she's basically this iconic gossip columnist at the time, and so her job really is to get all the scoops on set. That's really her main job and her main focus. And so I guess with this role, She's always in the background. She's always taking notes on something. She's always talking to other actors or Max or the producers, the Warner Brothers. I'm actually very excited because at least with whenever she is hit by the magical flower, it makes quite the interesting pair.
Those both sound like very interesting roles that will add up to a great story. So I'm very excited to see that. And Marie and Sophia, why don't you guys tell us about bringing the production to life?
So at least for me, being set designer, a lot of my work was done before the production even started. Mm-hmm. I started working on it a bit over the summer. And then it's been a lot of time management of bringing like the set up to pieces because it's the physical environment they're in. So it's a lot of like putting up walls, putting up platforms, a lot of painting as well. It's a lot of working together with everyone that's involved.
So for props, it's a lot of thinking out of the box and trying to get those props all together. A lot of the things that they need are very specific, if that makes sense, since it is from the 1930s. Yeah. So I do have to be resourceful with my budget and with trying to make everything look appropriate to that time period. And yeah, it's just a lot of like either me making it myself with my crew or just trying to find it online. And yeah,
that sounds like it was a very rough part for your job. While we're talking about that, what was some of the most challenging moments? And anybody can answer this question if they want to.
Personally, I feel so the genre of the show is like screwball comedy, so it's like hysterical, over the top comedy. Mm-hmm. And at least Gabriel and I are playing real people of that time period. And so I think one of the most challenging parts is, how do you implement the realistic parts of the character while maintaining the still screwball, over the top comedic part of the show and still keeping it honest and authentic? I think that's probably one of the most challenging parts.
Coming from crew, I think one of the hardest things is just how I was saying earlier, like the time period and having everything that's appropriate to the time, and just like trying to like make something by yourself. And it can be hard because you don't know necessarily how to make it. And so you really just have to be like talking to your directors and seeing if they have ideas as well, and see if that works or if that's even possible to make. And yeah.
At least for me, it's really been a lot of time management, because the other fall productions we've done typically have an extra 2 weeks. Like, they're normally mm-hmm. done at the end of October. And this is one of the bigger, at least set-wise, productions we've done in years, and we have 2 less weeks than normal. So it's been a lot of time management and using the people and time we have very effectively.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, it's quite really, a lot. Really time.
But switching up to a lighter note, what has been the most fun part from production?
I mean, again, no spoilers, but we do have this one scene that was, it's such a fun scene to do funny. And to work on. That was probably the most fun thing in terms of cast-wise. It was amazing. I love that scene.
Oh, I'm excited to see it then.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. He's talking about, well, there's this scene, which I won't spoil, but hey, you guys should come watch it. There's this one scene where I already talked about the element of this magical flower. So this magical flower maybe is dropped somewhere, and maybe, I don't know, maybe it keeps being picked up by everyone in a certain scene at a party, and everyone's falling in love with each other. So yeah. That probably has to be the most fun, because it's the most ridiculous we all get to be. It's the most physically big we get to be. And I think it's probably one of the most visually interesting scenes in the whole show.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I have to say, like, watching your guys' rehearsals, that is my favorite scene in the whole thing. It's so funny.
So fun.
I think the most fun part of, like, about seeing everything come together is just seeing how like the actors work with the props, and also just like the process of making the props are as well like really funny. Just seeing like the freshmen are on my crew like learning how to make things, and like on Saturday I made like a cast mold of one of the freshmen on my crew, and like I've had to make a whole camera, and like they had to learn how to do that too while I was learning in the same time. And it's just a very big process and just very funny. And yeah.
Are all of you guys here juniors or seniors?
No. I'm a freshman.
Oh. So yes. How has it been for you for the first year coming into Seven Lakes High School for and being in a production?
It's been good. I love the experience. Like, it's been brilliant. One of the best moments ever. Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun.
That's so fun.
And Melania?
Yes.
Are you a junior?
I'm a senior. So this is my last fall play here. Oh. Yes.
So how has it been for these past couple of years, if you have been mm-hmm. in productions?
Involved. Well, my first fall play was last year, and it was a very different show. It was Peter and the Starcatcher. And overall, what's been really special is that for every fall play, it's nice being with like a new set of people mm-hmm. and working on a new story. But it's definitely bittersweet coming to the end of the last fall play here.
Yeah. And Marie and Sophia, have you guys worked on other productions before?
Yeah, we're both juniors. Crew-wise, it's a lot easier to always be in the same productions, or not the same productions, but working the same things, because it takes a lot less effort to just get on regular crew than it does to be a cast member. Being a crew head is a very different story. Yes. That's a lot of work. But so this is my third fall show. I think it's going to be my favorite. Because I loved Peter, but this one's really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so as we're nearing the end of the show, what are some things that you guys would like to tell us about the show? Like, when is the date? When are tickets going to go on sale?
All right, perfect. Well, do you know?
So the show is on October 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Yeah, the show times are at 7 p.m. And then on the 8th, there's also a 2 p.m. matinee.
Mm-hmm. Something I think is important to know if we're coming to watch is that it's definitely PG-13. So there are so many jokes that would definitely, like, depending on how young someone that you bring in is, the jokes like go over their heads, but it's definitely something to think about and be aware of when coming to watch it.
You can find the tickets online on the Studio 7 VII.com website. They're under the ticket section. You do fall production tickets, and it's 12 for students, 15 for adults.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much, everyone, for coming.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Ha ha.